Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 15613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Ayin Tes, Zvachim 79a, pagination is 157. We'll start from a piece of Gemara that is five lines up from the bottom on the topic that comes up at the Pesach Seder regarding the Hillel sandwich. So we know that on Seder night, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, and that remains a biblical mitzvah in our time, because even though it says regarding the Korban Pesach, which we do not have at this time, because the Beis HaMikdash is not built, and we're not bringing Korbanos, the Korban Pesach, it says, Al matzah sumurorim yochluhu, eat the meat of the Korban Pesach together with matzah and maror. But there's also a pasuk that says, Bo'erev tochlu matzos, that you should eat matzah on that night. And therefore, the mitzvah of matzah remains in our time biblical, even without the Korban Pesach. There's also the mitzvah of maror. Maror is derabbanan in our time, because you can't fulfill al matzos umrorim yochluhu, which is the pasuk statement together with the Korban Pesach. But nevertheless, the Rabbanan said that we should fulfill the mitzvah of Maror, and we do so midrabbanan. As far as the Korban Pesach goes, we don't have it in our time. We do remembrances. For example, the Afikoman reminds us of the Korban Pesach that would have been eaten al hasova, after we're satisfied from the meal, the dish of royalty. But actual Korban Pesach meat, not only don't we have, but we're not even allowed to have roasted meat on that night, so that it shouldn't in any way give the impression of Korban misrepresentation. Now, we know that in addition to eating the matzah and the maror, and all of that is done before Shulchan Aruch, before the meal starts, in terms of the regular courses, we also have the Korech sandwich. And that's attributed to Hillel, and that's the subject of our Gemara. Hillel held that the matzah maror and the Korban Pesach should be eaten together, all as one. And similarly, in our time, although we don't have the Korban Pesach, after we do matzah and after we've done maror, we do a sandwich, as Hillel maintained it was supposed to be done. Says our Gemara, and this is in relationship, springboard from the discussion of the Mishnayos that dealt with mixtures of different things, and we had the case where blood got mixed in with other things. Are they mevatel the blood and make it ineligible? And likewise by mitzvahs, if two things get mixed together and interfere one mitzvah with the other, will you still be accomplishing the mitzvah? Man shamet le da'amar ein mitzvahs mevatel zu ezu. Who is the opinion who holds that one mitzvah is not mevatel the other, as long as they're both two legitimate mitzvahs, active mitzvahs, both the oraisa, for example, they would not nullify one another? Hillel he, that's the opinion of Hillel. Tanya, as we learnt, Amru alav al Hillel hazakein, they said about Hillel, shayakorchan bevasachas, living in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, he would wrap them all as one, the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Maror, va'ochlon, and he would eat them together, mishum shenema, because he held that's the correct way to do the mitzvah, al-matzos umurorim yochluhu, Hillel held that it means all at once. And what you see from the Shita of Hillel is that the taste of the Maror, the taste of the matzah, taste of the Korban Pesach, they're not nullifying each other. They're all just fine together. Now, we, when we observe this, regardless of whether we would paskin like Hillel or not paskin like Hillel, cannot actually fulfill our mitzvah the way Hillel did. As the Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tuf Ayin Hei, Sifkaton Tes Zayin tells us, Eifsha Bezman Hazeh Afilu LeHillel. This Hillel sandwich would not accomplish the mitzvah in our time, even according to Hillel, because you're putting together matzah and maror, and as we explained, matzah is a mitzvah d'oraisa in our time, and maror is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan in our time. And Hillel never said, "Ein mitzvah mevat lezu ezu," when you mix a d'rabbanan with a d'oraisa. It was only when you had three d'oraisas, Pesach, matzah, and maror, that he said you could do them all at once. And therefore, we're quite diligent that we do matzah separately as the mitzvah d'oraisa, we do maror as the mitzvah d'rabbanon, and then zecher lehillel. We're not claiming this is doing the mitzvah. It's a remembrance to the way Hillel did it, because he held they should be done all together. There is an interesting point of discussion when we recite that preamble to the Korech sandwich. What exactly should the wording be? The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkaton Chaf Aleph tells us that there's one approach that says Hayakorech Matzah Umoror Va'ochlam Beyachad, that all you say is that he would wrap matzah and moror together. V'yeshekosvo, and there are others who say that your wording should be Hayakorech, Hillel would wrap Pesach, matzah, and maror, because that's what he did. He wrapped Pesach, matzah, and maror. And the question is, what should we be saying if we're only doing matzah and maror? So the footnote in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah observes that since the preamble states, Kenosa Hillel, this is what Hillel did, and I'm going to emulate Hillel, I'm going to do what Hillel did, so you can't say Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, according to this second opinion. Because even though Hillel did do it, but you're not about to emulate it. What are you going to emulate? What are you able to say, Kenasa Hillel, about what you are doing? You could only say that about Matzah and Maror. And therefore, your statement should be faithful to the act that you're about to do. Even though Hillel did indeed wrap Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, but you can't say Kenosa Hillel if you're not going to be doing it and illustrating what he did. And therefore, if the only part you're emulating is, as opposed to Matzah and Maror separate, Hillel did them together, so then great. So that's what you're about to do, and that's what you're going to say. And according to that approach, all you're saying is Hayakorech Matzah Umoror Va'ochlam Beyachad. He would wrap matzah and moror and eat them together, even though Hillel did much more than that. Well, there are lots of things that Hillel did besides. But of what you're able to emulate, Hayakorech Matzah Umoror is all you can say. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.